I guess, like, a little bit about me and kind of what I've been doing, or?
No, we'll just talk. So what comes to your mind when I say the word alien?
Alien. That would be the movie Aliens with the xenomorphs.
So do you think that these producers have created a film based on what they have heard aliens look like or are about? Or are we all tuning in, or are the directors tuning in to what aliens are actually like if they exist?
I can give you a serious answer, and then I can give you a joke answer.
Give me both.
Okay, so I'll give the joke answer first. I think one of them went on a spirit journey out in the desert, out in the Arizona desert, took some peyote, looked into the sky, and then God said, make it look like this, otherwise I will damn you forever. Then he got on his knees and cried and said, this is the most beautiful thing in the world. And then went out, made the film, made the aliens, and says, I created God's image, and everybody hated it. And it's just like, fuck.
Is that the joke one?
That's the joke one. I don't think he really went on a spiritual journey and talked to God. And God told him that this is what they look like.
And the spiritual one?
So the serious one is just, I kind of think that they just, kind of like how a scientist or an engineer goes experiments and goes through phases. I think that's how they got to the look of Alien. Of course, you're going to have your inspirations, but I think just from coming somebody who draws and does design, it's always, I start with one thing and then I move along and it refines over time. And then I present what I have to certain people and then they tell me whether they like it or not. And then I go back to a drawing board and literally, go back again.
I agree. Yeah. It's all based on like aliens have like a big head, two eyes. Mm-hmm. Well, like, again, it's come from, for example, fantasies, visions, something else someone's created or drawn or thought mm-hmm. or was told, and everyone's following the same thing. And then, like, a spacecraft, for whatever reason, it could have been like a drone. You know how drones are square and they hover?
Well, yeah.
Who says that many years ago what they saw around Area 51 wasn't just a round kind of a drone? Like, how the fuck do we know? If you know these things exist, how are you supposed to sneak up on, like, Russia and China in the middle of a war if we already know it exists? So that's why we don't know. That mm-hmm. planes, for example, are round, but they could be. Like, how do we know? Just because America isn't created doesn't mean, like, people in Philippines or something aren't creating it. So, if you think about a spaceship is round, then all the films are going to have round spaceships. But, again, it's all about what you predetermined it was already. And but when people have these dreams about how they were abducted, that's pretty much all they are. Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams that you can't really... Like, if you went to bed... And somebody abducted you, took you to space and took you back, and you woke up. You wouldn't know whether it happened or not because you were asleep. And also, you could have dreamt it, and the brain doesn't know what's real and what isn't. So you can understand how these people are utterly convinced that they were abducted, right?
Yeah. I mean, because I went to school for animation, that's a very solitary, like, act. You're really alone a lot of the time. So it's given me a lot of time to just live in my own head with different thoughts like that. So I end up having, like, 9 different ideas about stuff like that, you know, when it comes to, like, alien abductions and stuff like that. It even got to the one point where I'm just like, well, who's to say that it's, like, in your dream you didn't get abducted and they did all that stuff because they somehow figured out it's easier to pull somebody out spiritually or energy-wise than to try and grab the entire body. You know, I've even had thoughts like that where I'm just like, well, if you're talking about something that can travel between galaxies... Nothing's fucking impossible at that point. Like to me, all cards are on the table. And so I'm just like, all right, the body didn't have to, you know, be fucking taken, but they could have taken anything else. And then whatever they wanted to do, they could just like zap the laser into the person and boom, it's there. Because I think they found a guy who claimed he was abducted and they found like some kind of tiny little crystal shard or something embedded in his leg around his one artery.
Really?
Yeah, I forget the name, but it was just like, you know how they can look at a diamond and they can see the impurities and imperfections. They like took this shard out of him. They looked at it, and it was a crystal structure, but there was something about it in its makeup that was a little different that they still couldn't pinpoint, like either like how it was formed or something. Because I think it was almost flawless, or it was flawless, and. That was something to where at that time they really weren't making diamonds and jewels and everything in the lab that were flawless at that time before they could, you know, the scientists could only find them in the ground and observe them.
Is that real? Real story?
It's a real story that the guy really claimed, and they really did find this little shard in him. You're gonna have to look it up because I saw it years ago, but yeah, it was at that time though, just like they'd never seen it before because when they examined it, there were no flaws in it.
That makes sense, and that could be, for example, proof that it happened, or he went for a wander in his garden and chipped himself on a rock that. It's just a rock, so there's no one buying that rock, so you don't think that rock exists. So it's like, wow, we have a rare diamond. No, it's a rock that no one gives a shit about.
Yeah.
Burn it in his leg. He's like, fuck! He bangs it on his way back indoors to the bed. It's sort of like, oh, look at this fucking diamond in my leg.
Yeah,
that would be interesting if that did happen. But even then, you take him to space, or in order to get that diamond, they either put it in you, or you went somewhere where the diamond was. So you probably would have been walking, which means you would have had to land it on the moon, which, as we know, takes quite a while. Did you really get there and back in 8 hours? Debatable, really.
Yeah. Can I tell you what I think is my so again, like, I have different theories. Can I tell you the theory that brings me the most joy, because I find it to be the most harmless when it comes to aliens?
Oh, you fucking cunt.
Well, like, South Park did it, and their thing on their episode was that Earth was just a reality TV show. That's all it was. It was, they dumped a bunch of, like, animals onto this planet so they could watch them and see what they do. And it was just like, oh, they started World War II. How cute. You know, like, that was what the aliens were doing. And I was just like, if that's really what it is, aliens are visiting just to kind of, like, watch us for entertainment.
A long series.
Right. Well, imagine, like, it's the highest rated show in the galaxy, right? It'd be great. I mean, it's not great for us, but I mean, it in terms of an interstellar traveling species could do so much damage to us. They could enslave us. They could do anything they want. And they decide to do the most innocent thing in the world, is just leave us alone and just watch what we do.
That's a lot of popcorn. They must be eating up there. All these asteroids coming down from Earth is a big, big popcorn. They're like, fuck this. This isn't popped enough. And they're watching the film. They're watching the reality film of Earth getting pummeled by, like, asteroids and shit. And they're literally like 3D dimension, like AR. They see it in their goggles and they create it, and it happens. Like, it's almost like you come out of, like, a mirror, jump into your TV. So they're throwing this popcorn and they watch the TV and there's a fucking asteroid hitting the Earth.
Or, you know, I would love it to where it's like season one was with the dinosaurs, and then the executives were like, you know, this is just lizards running around. All right, let's reboot it. And they hit it, and the asteroid hits it, and everybody else in the galaxy is like, what? They just see their favorite show blow up.
Season 90. Let's give them the flu, see how they cope with this. The next pandemic of Earth coming soon.
God, it's... You know, you could have sub-series too. You could have Earth as it's happening, and it's like watching Earth in real time. That it could be Earth's goofiest goofs, to where they're able to see all that. They're able to catch everything that we're not able to catch. That's goofy on TV, just like all the stuff we miss.
All the stuff that we're not allowed to say because of fucking regulations and Ofcom and all that nonsense.
You guys have way more regulations when it comes to what you're allowed to watch, right?
So swearing, again, I think what most media companies, they're trying to cut out swearing because you're instantly narrowing your audience to people over 18. And there's a whole new market of youngsters. Yeah, exactly. Whole new market of youngsters who are literally doing that in their bed on their laptops watching shit. Because you can't watch it on the main TV channels. So it's not that it's restricted. It's just, again, if people, it all comes down to money. Can you market this online to fucking 16-year-olds? No, because you said the word shit.
Aye. That's so stupid. And you guys have to have a fucking license in order to have a TV, right? You guys got
only for one channel, only for the BBC, one channel. Okay. That's because it's publicly broadcast, which means taxpayers pay for it. AKA the license shit. So apart from that, you don't need it to watch any other stuff.
That's awesome, because then you guys get to have Cartoon Network and all that other stuff with no additional cost.
Well, we have to pay for, like, the subscription of, like, where it's coming from, which is Sky. Apart from that, yeah, you can pretty much watch everything. But what's interesting about media these days is that you can literally create your own independent show, whack it online, Facebook Live it, and that's essentially like the same as in Saturday Night Live, apart from it's Wednesday Night Live with you in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of this, since this is your show, I got something through the mail. It's innocuous. It's not anything that's going to be dirty, but it's just one of those things, because we were talking about aliens, and this thing just came in the mail. Can I put them on? Okay.
Yeah, it's a picture of your arsehole. We're like, ah, I want to eat you.
No, nothing like that. It's a bit. It's going to be like, you think you know what you don't know, but we know what you think you don't know that you do know. Stay tuned right now. Like Matrix glasses.
I love how the reflection of the TV cameras in your eyes. Like, it's like looking into yourself, looking into yourself, looking into yourself, looking into yourself.
Oh my God, I'm seeing it right now through the camera. It's just like this. It's like I can see everything.
What you call the ninth dimension, where the aliens are throwing a bit of popcorn out and it manifests in front of them, and then they watch you back on the TV and then they throw more out and it keeps going backwards and forwards. Look at it.
Oh God.
Look at the camera. Hang on.
Awesome.
Like I've never seen what I look like. In the reflection of man's soul.
Oh man. Yeah, I started doing TikTok, and that's part of a costume that I'm making right now, because rather than people cosplaying things from regular shows, they're now making their own characters and stuff. So I'm making a bounty hunter character.
Bounty hunter character.
Yeah,
you're gonna shoot like different scenes on your camera, edit them, put them together, then upload to TikTok, yeah?
Yeah. And I bought Nerf guns that I the moment I got them, I've been shooting them at my buddy Johnny.
I've got 5,000 so far, but most of them are children because I put pictures of my dog. So I do lots of dog videos, and all these like 5-year-olds keep watching it. And then I put a picture of me, my shirt off, and the mums are like, give me that phone! Who's this pedophile on here? Like, report. And all my videos have been taken down. I'm like, fuck's sake, woman. Yeah? Your husband's got a body. I've got a body. He blocked me. I had 5,000 views. That was done so well.
Oh, God.
But I need to get the algorithm to sort of like bring me more people who are mature, who can cope with a nipple or two, and all these fucking children fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's me and my buddy Johnny, we're still working on it. We're having an issue with our editor right now, but it was essentially, whose line is it anyway? Like
on the body for life, right, John? Fucking right. Okay, listen, the Thunder song, you know, Ted?
Right. But we were using hand puppets made of felt, and it was just dirty and nasty and all this other stuff, and it was so fucking funny because they were hand puppets, too, because you're talking about, like, murder, you're talking about, like, divorce, you're talking about, like, all this other nasty stuff, crime investigations, and it's a doofy-ass fucking puppet with googly eyes. And you can't take it seriously, and it's fucking funny. And, yeah.
Yeah, TikTok stuff. If you're creative, I've noticed that you're going to get views. Like, just going out to the supermarket and sort of, like, doing different shots of no toilet roll or day one. No toilet roll. Day two, no toilet roll. And then, like, day four, they just got loads of fucking pasta and an old man, like, do you reckon this will help me in 40 years' time when the flu kills everyone? If you're creative, you can create anything on TikTok and you'll get the views because the algorithm's incredible. It literally mimics, like, Facebook, but it's really powerful because it just has this influx of fucking, like you took a video, you got, like, thousands instantly. And sometimes my video gets like 3.
Damn. Man, that's really good. Those are good numbers. I got fucking 7 on the last one I just did. It's so sad.
450,000.
Damn, man.
That was my dog running through a tunnel and how she didn't go through the tunnel. She ran around and then she went back around again. And then she was supposed to go through the tunnel again. I've got 5,000 children. I can't really market any business shit to them, but 400,000 shows the power. End of the day, all this view and all this fame and attention is only good if you can profit somehow. If you put a link to your dropshipping store or whatever, because these fucking children too, and they haven't got a credit card, what's the point of doing dog videos? So I had to change my market, my niche.
Well, that's why I'm trying to do the cosplay thing. because it seems to be something that not only garners a lot of attention so long as you made something good, but also for the fact that it's just you can really get larger, and you can get a larger audience of older people. So that's why I was just kind of like, yeah, okay, I'll try to, you know, fucking throw something together, see if I can do that.
What kind of cost stuff do you do? Like costumes, what type of costumes?
Well, right now this is my first one, so I can't say that I do multiple costumes. I'm mostly like an illustrator and animator, so I'm trying to leave that to go do some of this other stuff. So everything else is kind of new territory for me. Like I released a coloring book for adults for therapy and like relaxation and stuff. And like that's what I had been doing. I've just been doing that and making logos for people. So this is all a new realm for me.
I've got a friend who's a cosplayer. Don't actually know too much about cos, but I presume it's like just putting a costume on and being a character. Is that pretty much what it is?
Yeah. If you've ever been to Disneyland or Disney World and you see the Disney cast members dressed up and they're acting like the character, that's cosplay. Yeah. But instead of being paid to do it and being paid by Disney to do their characters, you just do your own and you do it for fun.
Is it specifically Disney characters or can it be anything like fucking Satan?
Anything. It's the subgenre that's popped up has been like demons. And so there's a bunch of cosplayers that have a demon persona.
I've got something, right? You know, if a white guy puts on a black face mask, it's considered racist because of the black thing, right? The black mask, whatever, like the Canadian president did.
Yeah.
Right? You see the guy on your wall, Merlin Manson? Let's just say Merlin was a black guy and he put on that white thing, right? Is that the same?
No, just selective
based on where it's come from. Because let's just say law's a law, right? Which means if a white guy says honky, it's the same as a black. If a white guy says nigger, it's the same as a black guy saying honky. But obviously, they get away with that, and we can't. But if there's no malicious intended, then anyone can pretty much say it. But the law is the same. It's racist, whether you honky or nigger. But in situations like that, where does that come? Because that's not racist, but it could be seen as racist, which ends up being the racist crime.
Well, it comes down to it. I don't know what's like in the UK, but historically in the US, so it's. If you, what the fuck is the name of that film? It's
you're thinking of fucking
the jazz singer, I think.
Oh no, I was thinking of
So it's this goes back to the era of black and white film, and it's just blackface was used as sort of like an overtly caricature kind of thing. Like you know how Charlie Chaplin he did his whole bit where he. He would walk goofy and everything when he was wearing the hat and had his get up and everything like that. So you would have black caricatures that were portrayed by white people, and the black face was just put on there, not to have like an actual attempt to try to look like they're African-American, but to kind of create the character. And so it's one of those things to where in a lot of cases in that time, they would sometimes pick some of the most, I don't want to say like the most vicious, but some of the most disingenuous characteristics, exaggerate them and then play them on stage. And so that's kind of the thing to where it's less about playing a white person playing a black character and more or less about trying to exaggerate some of the worst characteristics of that race. Now, it's kind of different because Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder, he played a white guy pretending to be African-American in that movie. And a lot of black people were just like, no, that's not blackface, because it kind of wasn't. It was not straight black paint going right over his face. It was the attempt to create a character that was creating another character that he didn't understand.
They found the loophole. Try fucking take me down now, fuckers. I'm not white, I'm actually black, and I'm wearing a black man suit. So I'm not actually black, I'm actually black, made of black. So smart, that is very smart.
Yeah. But it's one of those things to where it's like, if I know there is a white woman in America that literally did this, But people are like, all right, she's just silly. Like, even the black community was just like, all right, you're fucking weird. Like, nobody went out and beat her or anything like that. They were just like, okay, that's ridiculous. But she said she wanted to become a black woman. So she gave herself, like, F-cup breast implants. Giant fucking fat ass. And then she just, she took, like, the darkest tone of spray tan, of, like, of what was it, like, tanning cream or something, and just wiped it all over her body. And went out in the streets and she says, I'm a black woman. And everybody just kind of looked at her just like, okay, you're kind of fucking nuts, but whatever, you do you.
You know, for example, a trans person says, I want to be a female. There's so many binaries and fucking gender fluids and all that nonsense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's based on, like, I suppose, gender. But at what point, as you said, are people going to start to become different races? So, for example, Michael Jackson, he went white, not because he wanted to be white, because his skin faded. That's an actual condition, right?
Yeah.
At what point are people going to suddenly become black people where you get big bum, the stereotypes, have like a constant tan, or rather than like dyeing your, bleaching your face white, for example, you actually permanently not tan it, but bleach your face black, for example, or you want to be a Chinese person, so you get surgery where your eyes are slitty. At what point do we go from genders and like sexes to like cultures? Like, for example, a white guy having braided like dreadlocked hair, which is culturally appropriate, but when you look at generations before, things always come into play and they become normal. When are people going to start sort of transforming to a different culture, but a culture look, for example, like a white guy becoming black, but staying the skin permanently?
Well, I think it's a very, very difficult subject, especially now, just because there's kind of a debate over who has ownership of what, and I think that's a little bit silly because it's like,
ownership of what, literally? Ownership of what?
Well, think of the English language, right?
We're God's children.
Right. Like, I'm of Irish descent. I live in America, but I speak English, right? I did not go to an Englishman, steal his voice, and then suddenly I could speak English, right? And it is literally my native language. Because it's what I was born into and what I was raised around, and that's the language that I natively speak, even though I'm not from England and I wasn't born and raised there. So it's one of those things of, can you make the argument that I stole the language I speak from the English because I'm not from there, I'm not born there, I'm not English in any way, shape, or form, but I'm speaking the language. And so it's all the details that I think come together like that. Like, dreadlocks are not inherently African or African-American. I think, like, the earliest were, like, either the Greeks or the Egyptians that were using dreadlocks. And so it's just like, okay, well, they were kind of the first to actually use it. Are we going to say that you stole dreadlocks? No, we wouldn't. Partially because we make the assumption that it was always a black thing first, but also because of the fact that it would be stupid to fight over something like hair.
It's like, my hair got knotted first because I was lying down too much and I didn't have a hairbrush. I actually created dreadlocks because I used to lay about and my hair used to knot, which is a dreadlock. It's the same thing, but it's interesting you say, because I thought to myself, if you look at America, they're made up of so many different cultures and countries, right? Ireland, Africa, and whatever. If you keep going back in time, they would have come from, say, Africa, China, Mexico, England, Scotland, which means anyone in America, it's just going to be someone who lived at that part of the earth before everyone else came in and made it big America. So if you look at like America, no one's really American anyway, because at some point, one of your ancestors, whether it's generation before, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, had come from somewhere. You know what I mean? So really, no one's American. If you look at England, for example, a lot of us, we've come from other places, like most countries. So how could somebody be something? How can that be specifically like, black people wear dreadlocks, or I'm Australian, so I can only do this? Again, it's all like stereotypes of what we think exist, and it really is all circumstantial.
I think to bring it back to your earlier question, I think it's just going to come down to It's going to come down to the point to where so much time has passed that people are just going to care less and less and less. It's going to be one of those things to where it doesn't matter, because, like, take a look at what's going on right now with the coronavirus. Everything has shut down over here, and that's all anybody could talk about. It's like, wow, all it took was a viral pandemic for all of you to stop complaining. Like now we're worried about the virus, but you bring in catastrophe like a pandemic that we're going through right now, and suddenly nobody cares about all that stuff. Everybody cares about not getting sick and not dying. That's the only thing people can talk about right now.
Yeah, and if you look at how we're all traveling around the world, no country is going to be a pedigree. And what I mean by pedigree is pure breed. So 100% Golden Retriever, 100% English, 100% Irish, or because they're going to have a bit of Italian, bit of Mexican. Everyone's going to be mixed. Everyone's going to be a mixture of everything. And then, for example, you move to another country, you get that citizenship. You say, oh, for example, I'm with Germany, I'm German. No, your dad was Mexican, your mum was Irish. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are you German because you have a citizenship? Or are you Irish or Mexican because your parents were? Again, it's very tricky because it's got like a mixture of everything. People say, I'm American. Yes, you are. Even your parents are this and this, you're American. But actually, your dad was Filipino, your mum was Chinese. So you're not really. Okay, I'm Filipino, Mexican-American. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not that or that. It's how you see yourself in that situation.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things where, you know, let's say we're definitely going to get over this coronavirus thing a lot sooner than people realize. And then it's half the stuff people were arguing over about a month and a half ago to 2 months ago. It's all going to be forgotten. It's not going to matter. And because now the thing that's sort of the debate that's going on here right now at this moment is because the president went and he called it a Chinese virus. And now that's all anybody can talk about is whether or
which
not
it is came from China.
Right. But that's the discussion now to where it's not white versus black or trans or whatever. Now it's do you think it's appropriate to call it a Chinese virus or not? And that's the two camps everybody is in now. Are you in this camp or are you that camp? Nothing else is on the fucking radar anymore at this point.
I think he always forgets that he is Trump, and that's why people voted him, because of he is what he is. He forgets that he is still the most powerful person on the planet, and what he says as his personal self has to be different to his professional self. Like, if you work for a company, you can't just storm in like you got out of bed. You've got to look appropriate. You've got to have your hair back, suit, tie, whatever. And sometimes he forgets that he's not just – he forgets that he – because he's always on work, he has to understand that. He is off sometimes, and he has to stick with the difference. The Chinese virus.
Yeah. Well, he comes from...
It's like the Chinese people made it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, chicken ain't Chinese.
He comes from a... His background is a little bit more unique than people think, because it's just... I think the way that his dad got his money was that he opened brothels back when they could out west. Like in the Nevada desert, there's a few brothels that are legal, whereas in the rest of the country, they're illegal, right? They were like hotels, and
I saw
like
a thing on Netflix. It was an English documentary. Somebody called
So it's one of those things to where his father wasn't born into money. His father made money, whether it was shady or not. He made it. And then when he kind of inherited that, he inherited a small fraction of that. And his dad was like, okay, take this to get started. And that's all you get. And so he was, and even though it's big, like to us, it would be like $2 million. Fuck yeah, you give me $2 million, I can make a business, right? But it was the fact that he took that $2 million, turned it into billions. And then instead of just being happy with that, he then, to help promote and market his stuff, he kind of did like a Gary Vee thing. He was always getting his face out there saying, yeah, this is me, this is my brand, this is this. And so he for most of his life, he got used to having a persona to market his business. Almost exactly like Gary Vee, only Gary Vee is much more... Gary Vee, he's an online personality. He took his parents' liquor store. And back when, in the early ages of the internet, he was one of the first people to make internet videos to market the wine sales. And he grew his family's business from like a couple $100,000 a year to like millions and millions and millions of dollars. Like it's an extremely successful company because Gary Vee went and he made this whole personality. Now, Trump kind of did the same thing, and I think he's at that age where he's done it so long he can't shut it off.
The Chinese virus. It's fucking outrageous. Like, just to think about it, I sort of think he's having a dig at, like, the Chinese president. Like, he's smart. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's saying. Have a reaction. I just feel like he's Chinese virus. I mean, when you think about how a flu is just bacteria on the whole planet, and it's only China based on the wall, for example, mm-hmm. and the next door is Philippines and Peru and Iraq or whatever. It's like, well, that chicken flew from fucking Turkey. Speaking of chickens and turkeys, it flew from Turkey and Iran and just happened to land in China for a bit, got captured. Chinese for, oh, we'll have that for dinner. Oh, flu, Chinese virus. No, it's fucking Turkey virus. You know what I mean?
It was like, oh, God. You know turkeys are wild here, right?
No, I did not. No.
Yeah. Wild turkey. So the turkey originates from this part of North America that I'm in right now, and they're wild. You can go out into the woods and you can see wild turkeys, and they're assholes. I hate them.
You can see their assholes because they're like bent over, or are you saying that they're literally assholes?
They are literally assholes.
Tell me, I want to see a chicken's asshole. I'd love to see a bird's ass. Let me tell you, if I saw a bird's asshole, I'd say bend over, love. I'm gonna shoot that pellet right up your ass.
So it's like them and geese. Will go up. We run into geese more often because they congregate where people are more often. But yeah, they'll fucking fight you. You're sitting there at a park. You're just hanging around. A fucking Canadian goose. We can't shoot the damn bastards because they're Canada's national bird.
Yeah.
They'll come up and they'll like spread out their wings and they'll strut and they'll be like, "What? You got something to say?" Fucking waddle over to you with their wings spread. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
Jesus, they know we can't shoot them for some reason. Like, they talk to each other, just like, yo, do you realize nobody's shooting us? They're shooting everything else, but they're not shooting us.
It's like, he opens his wings, making himself look big, and you're like, mate, I'm still fucking 50 times bigger than you. Put your fucking wings down. Sit down. Sit the fuck down. You just get a twig and pierce a hole through it, and he's like, fuck, what do I do now? I'm stuck. How the fuck do I shut my wing? The feathers are locked in now.
I got a funny goose story about a Canadian goose. I'm not going to give his name because I don't want my buddy to get in legal trouble, but they were camping out in the woods, and there's tons of forested areas still where I'm at, and they were out camping in the woods, and this one goose does that. It spreads its wings out to kind of like taunt them, be like, what the fuck you going to do?
Do something.
It comes up to the one guy who's like the biggest and fattest one. He looks like the nastiest, right? So he doesn't really bite him, but he's like almost pecking at him. Like, yeah, you're not gonna do shit. You're not gonna do shit. And this dude ends up just getting so pissed off. He grabs it by the neck, grabs it, and he flings it down, landing its back on a rock.
Oh god!
And it was just like its squawking stopped, and you hear the entire forest get quiet.
Oh my god.
Like, all the other birds are shutting up. They're like, oh shit. And it was like, they were all drunk. So he goes and he fucking roasts the bird on their campfire, feathers and all still there.
Oh my god.
And everybody's just like, dude, you know you can't fucking kill those things. And he's like, fuck off, I'm hungry.
It was me versus him, and it weren't going to be me. Let me tell you, it was going to be him. He was going to eat me, or I was going to eat him. And I was hungry. I didn't have a breakfast that morning. So I thought the executive decision on this situation is, I'm eating you.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like, fine, you want to go, you want to size up? All right, boom, your lunch.
This is the thing, right? Man thinks that man's the most powerful person. So man makes the ultimate decision, right? So you killed a bird, that's illegal, right? But who says swans or geese haven't got the power to peck us to death and kill us? So it's like it was self-defense. I saw a goose on YouTube who killed this man. I thought, fuck, I'm going to be next. So I had to quickly make a distinctive decision, survival, and I killed the motherfucker. I took any necessary action. Didn't have my gun, but I saw a rock. I picked him up and I slammed it down. How could you justify that in court, that I thought the goose was going to kill me? Who says that only man could win? Who says the goose couldn't peck me to death? You know what I mean? Who makes those rules that it was self-defense? The fucking buffalo came up to you, charging at you. What, you can't get your gun out and shoot him? Bollocks. Because he's a little goose? No. Circumstantial.
Well, if if you, first of all, you can kill buffalo here. We still have buffalo here, and you can kill them.
Not a goose.
Not a Canadian goose. Specifically, a Canadian goose. And you know, that just makes me think to where they finally catch the goose that killed the guy, and they got it in handcuffs, like around the wings and stuff. And then just does the defense have anything to say? You just hear, quack.
You're getting deported back to Canada. Canada.
Quack. Like, oh, you think that's funny, huh? Quack.
say it again.
Quack. It's like, all right, give me 5 minutes with this motherfucker.
I think he wants a lawyer. Quack. Lawyer.
And it's just another fucking goose in a suit that comes out, waddles his fat ass up to the fucking desk.
All the other gooses are like, just say lawyer. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack.
Oh, man. That's... I have a good goose story, though. And it's like at the Philadelphia Zoo, which is the city I live right outside of, right? There's an art school, and I went a big art school that I went to that's connected to the art museum. And they always send their students to this zoo. This one swan is so fucking used to people drawing it that it swam up to my group and posed.
Really?
And then it kept looking over to see, and it froze. It spread its wings. And it just kept turning its head slightly to see if we were drawing. And then the moment that we closed our books, it closed its wings up and it swam away. Yeah. It was so used to people drawing it.
Yeah, when I get my phone out to take a video of my dog, she knows. So I put her in a position. I get the phone out. She knows to stay in that position because that phone means a biscuit afterwards or a well done, Millie, or a tickle. She knows that. So animals are smart. They recognize when they know things. Like, we're not the smartest on the planet. Dolphins, birds, like if there's a robin nest, I had a robin nest a few years back. The chicks, they hatched and they left. But she thought that my family had done something to it. So she was flying around us like, what have you done to my chicks? What have you done to them? So she knew that something was wrong and that we could have done something. And this little robin, again, coming up to us with her big wings like, you fucking took my chicks. Yeah, like we think we're the smartest, but animals know shit. They just do.
Yeah. Man, that's got to be a hard conversation to have with a robin that thinks you stole its chicks.
I'm like, bruv, they just left. I'm shocked too. I don't know what happened. And he's like, chick, 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 chick. I didn't do anything, honestly. Chick, chick, chick. I didn't do.
I now just want to see a TV show called Bird Court, where like birds bring in people for trial for things that they think they did.
In fact, I think I put that video on YouTube years ago. I don't know what account I put it on, but I think I put that robin thing on YouTube. We filmed the nest, and I put my website next to it. So I put, like, you know, tortoiseoliver.com next to the bird thing. And every time a bird went in to give it the worm, he went... And he saw the cheap's, like, mouth open up, and he dropped the worm in. And every time, like, the little birds had, like, saliva build up, the big bird would, like, suck it out so they didn't drown or something. And interesting stuff. Had my little talk with Oliver... On a little post-it note. Got like 3 views, just like my fucking TikTok.
I mean, 3 views is something. It's better than nothing.
Back then, it was a lot. Do you know about the law of attraction?
I've heard of it. I don't know specifically the rule. Like, is it like attracts likeness, or...
It's more to do with, like, the science behind vibration. But you've heard of telekinesis, right?
Yeah, one of the superpowers I wish I had.
Right, so there's a guy on YouTube who sits in his chair for an hour, and there's a rock, a tiny rock or whatever, a little car, and he focuses on it, and then it moves, the car moves, or the rock falls off. Now, you should definitely check that out, because that's real. Yeah. That is absolutely real. We have the energy to, like, make wine glasses, like, shatter and make noises. Like, I saw this guy online. There's L.A. Beast. Have you heard of him? L.A. Beast. He eats 50 pizzas or like 100 eggs or 50 like chicken nugget boxes. He does like food challenges. And he had his wine glass.
Furious Pete. Yeah.
Check out L.A. Beast. You'll like him. Okay. He goes, hi, I'm L.A. Beast. Anyway, so he has this wine glass and he goes, And slow motion, he slows down the glass and zooms in. You can see the wine glass going, and it smashes.
Wow.
So, similar type of thing with a rock. You can make the rock. And actually, Stonehenge, apparently, they use the sound frequencies of the rock to move it. because they moved the Stonehenge from like Wales to where it is now, which is a long, long, long way away. And they didn't have tractors back then.
Can I say something about Wales?
Yes. Not sea whales. I mean like the country.
The country, right?
Yeah.
I have the dumbest thing ever. And I know it's completely unrealistic, but I've said this to a person that I met that was from the UK at an animation conference. And he gave me this look like, the fuck is wrong with you? I go and I'm just like, so they got a dragon on a flag, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And like, it's there's apparently a lot of like pagans living there, right? And it's like, there's people that think they're right. I'm like, okay, right. Can I go there and meet Harry Potter? And he's just like, fuck off. And I'm just like, what?
I'm American. They're all dumb.
Well, yeah, I was just like, but I mean, I'm just like,
yeah, Britain's like, I mean, when I say Britain's, I mean the people I spoke to. They don't like Americans. They're too big and energetic and loud. I'm like, that is me. I fucking love America. I wish I was American. You fucking negative British pricks. I was moaning about your day. I want to go to America. They're like, hey, dude. Yeah, come over, man. Let's play football.
Yeah. Dude, we'll fucking get you a room if you want to come and hang out for a little bit. You want to party for a week? We'll get you a fucking room to sleep in.
Exactly. The English are like, who are you? Go away, weirdo. I don't know you. Get off my doorstep. So fucking boring. And that's why there was a fucking unhappy English, because it's unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just boring fucking idiots. Takes a flu thing for everyone to like reach out and be like, oh, actually, I did enjoy that tomato sauce you brought round. That's really human of you. Here, have some mayonnaise. Bad. Excuse me, have you got some extra milk? Fuck off, I bought this milk for me, you cunt. Go fuck off to yourself and get your own tea. I'm like, I'm in Tesco's, I just wanted a tea. Go find a cow, milk him.
Can I say the one thing from the UK that I think is super fucking awesome? And it's like an English breakfast. I saw a photo of that. I'm just like, why the fuck don't I get to eat that every single morning?
Are you talking about bacon, sausage, egg, hash brown, beans and mushrooms?
Yes!
Yeah, oh, we don't have that.
We do have it here. It's just not a cultural thing to put that all together. People look at that like, that's so much fucking meat. I look at that, I'm just like, that's heaven.
Literally, it's only pork. It's just sausage and bacon, which is pork. Apart from that, it's beans, mushrooms, and potato. So it's not actually that much
meat.
It's part of the same animal, especially ham.
Especially you're wrong. It's not just pork. It's delicious.
It is absolutely delicious. I find that when I eat it, I'm stuffed, and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, I feel so shit. I've eaten too much. At what point did Jesus think, okay, I'm going to get this cow's titty milk and mix it with this leaf after I've dried it up and I've boiled some water on my camp stove? What point was like someone like, I'm going to chop up this pig's ass, take a bit of its chest, which is like the bacon bit of the pork bit, mix it with some beans from a tree. I'm going to get a potato in the ground, fry it. I'm going to get the blood from the pig, make it black pudding, and I'm going to get some wild mushrooms and then fit. Oh, that's a nice dish. Why did anyone do that?
That's why the aliens watch this TV show. Because they were going like, look what they're fucking doing on that island! They're like,
silly fuck. He's putting cream with some strawberries. Damn, that's basically some titty milk of a cow.
Oh, I made a joke a while ago about just like, imagine being the first guy to think of like drinking milk. And I'm just like, they had to have been fucking stoned or something. Just be like, yo, you see the tit on that cow? They're like, yeah.
Suck it.
It's like, I'm a suck it. And I made that joke and everybody looked around me like, I don't get it. How is that funny? I'm just like, you don't get the humor in that at all. Being like the first dude to think of sucking on the tit of another animal.
It's like, dude, now's your chance. I think he's asleep. Are you sure? Yeah, he's not moved in a while. He's like creeping up like this. He sort of goes, run!
But then one cow wakes up, looks, and they're like, all right, whatever.
Get him! He takes too fucking long to get up. He's like, oh, fuck's sake. Who's this fucking twat? He's so big and heavy, he takes forever to get up. And he's like, fuck this. Leave it. Just leave it, Barry. Just leave it. Let him go.
But imagine like there's that one cow that's into it and just keeps looking for the farmer. It's like, hey, you coming back?
And the farmer's like, what do you mean? It wasn't me, asshole.
the bull is looking over, looking down at his dick, and it's just like, I'm kind of jealous.
He's like, hey, I felt something the other night. When you know, was that, I felt something, was that you? Can you, why don't we try this again? Like, and he's like, shut up, cow. Eat that grass. Got orders coming in. What the fuck do you mean do it again? Jesus Christ. The cow's like, you know, it's quite kind of good when you sucked on my little titty. She might suck it on the other one.
She's like, I got four total. There's three others.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Yeah. It's so funny. Like, when I see a cow in the field, I squeeze it just for the sake of it. Just like squeeze the milk out. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's like, I watch the baby cow suck on it. I'm like, quite funny, actually. And I just go, and he goes, tch. It's crazy. Like I said, when did man suddenly think, oh, I've got some tea, herbal tea. I wonder what it tastes like. Hang on a sec. More? Bit more. Oh, this is fucking delicious. Yeah. We'll do this again.
I learned only a year ago that you guys put cream in tea.
Yeah, that's like fucking titty milk that's been stagnant for a day or 2 days.
I had no idea.
We put it in tea. We put it in coffee.
Oh, well, we do that too. Yeah.
Yeah, not tea. I don't think we put cream in tea. I mean, I don't. I don't know anyone who does, but milk. Essentially, milk is cream. It's just like a solid version. It's pretty much all the same thing. But again, it is funny. Why did people suddenly put milk with a leaf? I mean, the first person to do that. Again, it's like anything. Why did we think to mix sand and mud to create cement? But I suppose in this situation, it is quite funny.
Well, it was the Romans figured that out, I think, right?
What, the sand and the...
The sand and cement, and it, like, to make concrete. That was the Romans, I think.
Because if you look at mud huts, right, in Africa, they have, like, dry mud clay, and they make those huts. So I suppose it's just, like, dry sand and, I don't know, mud. Maybe the Africans did.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Like solid houses.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. I wouldn't know.
Do you think we all came from Africa? Like, all humans? Like, we come from one cell organism. Has it come from Africa? Because you need heat to create organisms, like with water. And there, it grows with sunlight. So, and obviously Africa's hot. And therefore, that's where life, essentially, if you understand the sun and the heat, where it came from.
Listen, the Irish are too pale. We die in the sun. Every time it gets sunny out, I hide in the house. I'm sorry. There's no way we come from Africa. We're too pale.
But think about it, right? You're white. If you had sex with a black lady, you'd have a child. That would be half black, half white. If that child had sex with a white person, you wouldn't even know the grandmother was black. So you can see how you can wipe out the skin color in two generations. So you say about how there's no way you came from Africa. Well... Mm-hmm. Technically wrong, because if your grandmother was black, you know what I mean.
And it also takes you have a couple people that end up having a genetic mutation that causes them to be paler and things like that. No, I get it. I was just joking, just because it's just like, no, we're so pale, we die in the sun.
Okay,
you put us in Africa, we're gonna shrivel up like vampires.
Yeah, right now, if you put a white person back into a hot country where they essentially evolved from and then lost fur because we were always indoors and then we became bare skinned, it's gonna fuck anyone up. But again, moderation on the beach. I don't believe in sun cream. Do you? I believe that. Just don't fucking sit in the sun for 8 hours.
Well, I got family that they live in Florida, and they're more German than they are anything else. And everybody else who lives further up north that's still on that German side, they're pale as hell. You go down south, they're tan. They're tan. They have no traces of skin cancer or anything like that. Some people thought they were Hispanic because of how tan they were.
Our skin adapts. Our skin adapts. It just does. Every fucking sun cream. Like, God, man has created every solution to every problem that man's bloody created. It's like, you don't need glasses on your eyes. You don't need, just fucking look far to see if there's a fucking herd of buffalo coming, and look close to see the log fire when you're making it alight. Any glasses, fucking telescope, your eyes can do it for you. That's how man got to this point. Bloody long distance glasses, so you get blind because you can't see short because your fucking eyes look far, you know? It's nonsense.
Well, I think life now has gotten easy enough to where, because there's not as much conflict, people find things to kind of overreact to. So like the coronavirus that's going on like right now, yeah, you need to be, you need to take precautions, you need to be smart about it, but like the way people are behaving about it kind of shows to where I think people just, this is the first time that something semi-serious has really come in to threaten them, and now they're excited. Like, they're going out and they're hoarding all this fucking toilet paper, and it's like, toilet paper is not gonna kill the virus at all.
It's like, you only shit twice a day, you would normally only get, say, 6 rolls in a week, and yet you've just bought 12 rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not shitting anymore, so why would you need that?
Yeah.
It's just, they're not understanding. It's just they're following. They're not using their bloody brain. And whilst you're taking on the toilet roll, all the fresh meats on the fresh meat counter fish are like, hey, fucker, I came up the ocean for you. Bye, you asshole. I left my friends. He's going to let me right here, fucker. And all the beef's are like, you chopped up my ass for this. This rump steak's worth my... And all the food's just sitting there.
And that's what I think it is. I think to where it's like, people now have something to actually add some excitement into their lives. And that's why they're kind of freaking out the way that they're doing, because it's simple. Wash your hands, shower frequently. Don't go licking doorknobs or some stupid shit like that. Right. Don't shit in your hands and start rubbing it in your friend's face. You know, don't don't be fucking stupid. All right. Like I also work at Amazon where we deliver packages. All of our packages are coming from China,
literally,
where the virus originates.
Everyone, right, is going to Alibaba, buying a shitload of stuff, sending it to Amazon. Amazon sell it. Repeat.
Right.
Everything. China.
And I have not contracted the coronavirus. I'm touching all those boxes. I'm moving them around. I'm going to people's houses, dropping everything off. I have not contracted the virus. Because I do the basic things that you're supposed to. Shower frequently. Wash your hands. Just basic...
Don't shit in the sink.
Right. Basic hygiene prevents a lot of the spread of the disease. And that's why I'm just sitting here. I'm like, yeah, it's something we need to be worried about and we need to take precaution to. But if you calm down and do your basic stuff, the vast majority of you are going to be all right.
Again, 0.1% out of 8 billion humans have died, probably less than 0.1%. When you put it on the media, 50 new deaths here, 90 new deaths here, 100 new deaths here. Like, oh my fucking God, everyone's dying. No, everyone isn't dying. There's still 7.9 billion humans left on the planet. And these fuckers died because they were old and they had a weak immune system. They could have easily cut themselves and got infected and died. It's nothing to do with the goddamn flu. More people get stabbed, for example, than they're dying for the flu. More people die of opioid addiction. More people fucking commit suicide. More people die of a bloody chesty cough. Again, it's all out exaggerated by media. And to be honest, they normally do this to benefit themselves, but they're shooting themselves in the arse, really. All the companies are going bust. So again, can't be man-made. Because if it was, those fucking Chinese people aren't really smart, are they? Create the flu, make money through the pharmaceutical industry. Fuck, all of my other businesses went fucked. All their other businesses, all their other businesses have gone down. Well, fuck me, that wasn't very smart, was it, Mr. Wong? No, it was very Wong idea. Definitely was Wong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, God damn it, Wong.
Shit, my bag of cats going down. Something Wong. Fuck, what have you done now? I don't know, but fucking my stock's gone fucking right down.
It would be one dumb intern that just had too much power.
Literally, this conspiracy is that they've like created the flu and then created the vaccine, and then they've lost all their other businesses, have gone down, or they're pretty dumb, aren't they? So therefore, it has to be. It's just life. No one's conspiracy. Now, no one's anything.
Yeah. Well, now you have politicians in the U.S. that are talking like, if this was a Chinese conspiracy to try to economically dominate the world, it would have been a really dumb one. Because now. Right. But now you have politicians and business leaders in the U.S. saying, well, because we relied too much on China and we never stood up to them, we allowed a pandemic to spread into our country. And the United States is a big fucking country. Like, the state of Texas is larger than France. Like really, like, if you want a size comparison, you can take France, you can stick it in Texas, and Texas is bigger, right? That's just to kind of, like, give a size comparison, right?
Take this dodo and shove it up your ass.
Right. And so some are not talking as like, even though you could make some things cheaper, is it really wise to put so much of our business in China? Because I didn't know this until recently, but our antibiotics are produced in China. And really? Yes. For the US, they're produced in China. And the Chinese are saying, well, if you want to put tariffs on us, watch how you're not going to get any of your antibiotics anymore. And that's pretty much a threat saying, we will kill large like parts of your population if you don't do what we want.
Something so simple, right? A smart person could understand, like, bacteria and fungi. They could easily go to a swamp, like a river that's filthy, grab a fish or shove a chicken in there, has a drink, puts that bird in the middle of Wuhan, for example, and knows that it will spread. Yeah. Something so simple that one man can do, without a conspiracy, without power, without money, governments, a smart person can be like, if I put this here, this will happen. If I plant grass seeds on my neighbor's perfect soil, right, for his vegetables, all the grass starts to grow out of his soil. It's like, you hate somebody, right? You hate somebody, you get wildflower seed at nighttime, launch it over onto his garden, right? And his lawn will start growing all these wildflowers, and he's not going to be able to fucking stop it. If you have a golf club, yeah, you hate the golf club owner, just sprinkle loads of like fucking wild flower seeds, you'll get all these flowers growing. He's like, what the fuck is going on? It won't stop growing. I've just fucking cut this. You know, launch over his fence, like fucking flowers and shit. And oh my god.
Yeah.
A big drone from the sky.
Yeah, it's so easy to sabotage people like that. And so it's just a lot of businesses and groups are just asking, like, why do we have so many essential things being made in China that shouldn't, like our antibiotics? It's like, no, they were kind of saying that they would allow large parts of the US population to die because they wouldn't ship over antibiotics, and they're made there the same reason why cheap plastic toys are made over there. It's cheaper, but the difference between a cheap plastic toy and antibiotics is that if you don't get the cheap plastic toy, who fucking cares? It sucks for that one company. If your antibiotics don't come over, that's deadly. And you never want an authoritarian power to have like that much control over you. So that's the discussion that's kind of going on now in circles in Washington.
Again, you can always look at the positives from any bad thing. Be independent, create your own antibiotics that rely on someone who's got all the power, all the control. Like, be independent, create your own products, create your own vaccines. Mm-hmm. Again, that's just common sense. If you want to shop at the supermarket, well, just know that they could run out of stock. Have a little vegetable patch in the garden, create some peppers and tomatoes and cucumber, apple tree. That will keep your life a few weeks. And then go to the shops and get some stuff. But don't solely rely on supermarkets bringing you bloody hot dogs and fucking, you know, fucking full English breakfasts, you know? Get a cow. Sorry, mate, but there's run out of food in shops. I've got to cut off your leg.
I got a question for you.
What?
Do you think the doomsday preppers have been proven right? Like those guys that have been hoarding supplies and gasoline and like ammunition and canned food and stuff?
So I know, for example, just how the world works. If you depend on something, it's there's going to be an issue. You need to be independent. So solar panels, having a generator. You need to be able to have your own water and food. Now, whether it's farm animals or vegetables or just storing cans of tuna for 25 years underground. Reality is there's like floods, there's storms, there's tornadoes, there's flu. We're relying on supermarkets. Common sense says, yes, we should be independent. We can't rely on other people. You see what's happening now with relying on people. It's a fucking disaster. Everyone's buying all this shit and toilet paper. There's none left.
Yeah.
Films, and we spoke about the director and aliens. He creates the film based on this vision of an alien. Films Doomsday and End of the World, fucking Independence Day. It's all based on the theory of we can't keep up this lifestyle. Has to end at some point. Whether we get wiped out completely or it's just a change of society, that will happen. So these people hoarding guns and having gold bars to trade, having food, these people are smart because I would be the same.
Yeah.
It's just like preparing the worst case scenario for yourself. just independence. You know, it's nice to know that you've got your own survival sorted out rather than relying on government. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, these people are smart. Maybe the guns are a bit extreme. Get away from my fucking cow. You chop his leg, I'm going to shoot you. Okay? Get away from that toilet roll. That's my ass roll. That's a bit extreme. But at the same time, if it means that they're going to take it as a fist fight because you're not, you can't fight, then yeah, a gun will be smart.
Yeah. Well, in the US, you have the Second Amendment. And so, like, a bunch of people, my coworker has a gun. He has like, an actual assault rifle. And it's because some dude, like, was scoping, like, there's people that will drive up to houses to scope them out to see if, how easy it is for them to get robbed. So this dude came around, he shared the video online, nobody could figure out who this dude was, because we live in a relatively small town, and everybody knows everybody, and nobody saw this guy. So he goes and he buys a firearm. Just like this one thing, and he's just like, yeah, if the guy tries breaking him in, or he tries breaking into the house, that's the last house he's breaking into. And I'm like, damn, fuck. But that's how it is for some people. That's one of those things. There was an exchange student that he was a refugee from, I think, Afghanistan or something, and he was living in Germany. He went to visit the U.S. with a couple of his friends. They were breaking into houses, like they were going in, smashing the windows, robbing stuff, or robbing different things. And they broke into this old man's house that had a gun, and they shot him.
They shot the old man?
No. The old man shot the kid.
Oh, good.
Because it was dark at night. All he saw was this taller shadow that smashed his door open and was rummaging through his house. And here in the U.S., you don't know who has a firearm, who has a gun. So
everyone does.
There's more guns than people here. So if somebody's coming in to rob the house, there's a high chance that they also have a firearm. So as a precautionary measure, there's a chance you're probably going to shoot first. So he shot first because he's older and he knows that he gets one shot. And if he doesn't get it, he could die. So he shot and the kid got shot and the others ran away and the kid died. And the family back in the Afghani family that was in Germany or whatever, they were talking and they were just like, if we knew that could happen in the US, we would have never sent him over. And it was just like, it's fucking America, man. How do you not know Americans have guns?
Or don't burgle someone's house, dickhead.
Yeah, and then the family was trying to prosecute the old man, and I don't know if they got away with it or not, but they were trying to prosecute this man that lived in the U.S. through, like, the European courts, and they had to realize at some point that they would have needed the courts in the U.S. to allow that to go through. Like, they really thought European courts could enforce any laws in the U.S. And it was this thing of, like, if you did not teach your son, do not rob, your son had bigger problems. Like, that's...
I.e. the parents. I'm dying for the toilet. I need to have lunch. Quickly plug anything you want to plug right now before we end this.
Fuck. Okay. Fuck.
9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Announcement. God
connection
damn,
is last.
Because I
reconnecting.
I have an adult. All right. I have an adult coloring book that's it's called Zen and Nature, right? It's on Amazon right now for $8.99. Go check it out. It's adult coloring of floral mandalas for relaxation and, you know, good times.
I'm into all that coloring adult shit, because who says you should be fucking stop coloring because you end up 18 or some bollocks like that. Anything else, social medias, podcasts, or anything?
No, right now it's just the book because I'm working on the other projects and they're not ready. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here we go. I got it.
Piss my pants. Amazing. Zen and nature.
Right. And so you got different stuff like this.
Amazing. And shit.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff like that.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Oh my God. Chinese virus. Fantastic. Anyway, I'm going to piss myself, but this has been a great chat. I'll stop the call and I'll say goodbye in a minute, okay?